Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together.
Good evening. It is Monday, May 11th, 2015, and it's, I don't know what time it is here on the East Coast. It's 8 o'clock. Do you know where your pets are? Okay. So here we go. I am Reverend Judy Hosner, and tonight is our second show of the new season. This is our second year on the air, and we're all excited and have so many great things that are happening. So here's the deal. I have my sidekick who was missing in action last show, and I'm going to let her kind of introduce herself. I will tell you her name is Mrs. Ellen Karika, soon to be Reverend Ellen Karika. So Ellen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Of course, you are. You're sitting right next to me.
Right next to you.
This is the salt and pepper of Christian
radio.
Woohoo! Tell us about yourself. Tell them.
All right, I'll tell them. As she said, my name is Ellen Karika. I have been studying through different seminary schools to become a reverend and have always loved the Word of God since early childhood. I am a Pentecostal Baptist transplant.
Aren't they the same?
No, they're not the same.
Oh, okay.
No, totally different. Now seeking God's will for my life. I was called into the ministry at the age of 14, and the very first sermon I ever preached was Psalms 23.
And what a good thing to preach on.
Yes, it was, because it was directed right at me. They say when you preach to yourself first. So that one was for me. I've always been curious about doing a radio show, but I kind of chickened out until this year. Then I said, all right, I'm going to get involved with Reverend Judy so that I can learn a little bit more, because she's a great mentor and she's a great teacher.
Oh, man. That puts pressure on me.
You are. I'm stepping out in faith to see where it'll take me. I will become ordained at the end of the month.
Woo-hoo!
And I will become Reverend E. I don't like all that technical stuff, so just call me Rev E, and I'm good. Hoping to become more and more involved in the journey that God has laid out for me. So here I am, and it looks like it's going to be a wild ride of learning.
E-ticket ride for all of us oldies that remember e-tickets from Disneyland many moons ago. Now, here's the deal. The Journey 8 was created, for those of you who are new to the show, was created a year or so ago as a Bible study for Lent 2013-2014. And I don't know, we had so much fun with it, and people were being tortured by the thousands, so we decided to stay on here. And that's the truth. No, that's not the truth. But we are switching things up a little bit. We're going to add more music. People told me they wanted more music. They wanted me to be happier. Can you believe that? They thought I was sad.
No.
I'm not sad. I'm serious.
You're very serious at
sometimes. So we're going to do that. We have some special guests lined up. Not tonight. You're going to have to deal with us. But coming up, we have several people. And one of the passions or nifty things about having a radio show is that we get music from all kinds of directions and people who want to be on the show, which is really neat. And you come across every once in a while a group that is just awesome. And in a little while, we're going to hear another song. Last week, I played one of their songs. The group is called Will of Titus. The gentleman who's the lead in that and writes most of the music, Michael, is going to be on our show here in the coming weeks. And I am so anxious to get to talk to him and find out. Every one of the songs on this album, which the album is called Awake My Soul, is Bible scripture related. So that's kind of cool. For a pastor, that's really, I mean, I just love that kind of stuff. So well written, and I just love the tune. So we will listen to that in a little while. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the church I'm affiliated with. Can I do that?
Yeah,
on my
you can
show?
Do that.
That's my show, right?
Yeah, it's your show.
The show.
Wait, it's our show.
It's our show.
Thank you.
Okay. The show, our show, is loosely, only because we're not officially yet, related to my home church, which is, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Life's Journey,
United Church of Christ
in Burlington, North Carolina. Yes, that's us. And Life's Journey, United Church of Christ, is an awesome church with an awesome pastor. I am just a pastor, a minister in residence. I am not the pastor of the church. And the pastor, who is Mr. Phil Hardy, the Right Reverend Phil Hardy, has posted on Indiegogo, for those of you who know what Indiegogo is, it's a fundraising site, posted a message or a short video, and I'm asking people to take a look at that video. Our church is very, very much a social justice church. Open and affirming and all that there stuff. And we have some really special ministries. We have a ramp building ministry for people who are handicapped, who cannot afford a ramp for their house. We come out. And by the way, we're in the Greensboro Triad area.
Yes.
And lovely North Carolina, 90 degrees today. We will come out and build a ramp for those people, and we've built about, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it, and I'll get the exact number next week, but I'm saying it's about 30 ramps that we have built so far, free of charge. Each ramp is a hefty sum of money. They are ADA compliant, and they're not cheesy by any means. So here's the deal. We want to make that ministry more than just a local ministry to Alamance County, North Carolina. We want to spread our wings. And to do that, like any church, we need the moolah.
We need some fundage.
We need moolah. So please go on Indiegogo. We're in the religion section, of course, and find us under Life's Journey, United Church of Christ. That was a big announcement for me. Woo-hoo, I love my church.
Yeah.
Does Jan have a new date for her mission trip?
No, not yet.
Okay, but her site is still up. Isn't
yes.
It? Okay. We have a dear friend by the name of Jen Phipps, and I'm going to spell that for you, P-H-I-P-P-S, Jen. And she is not on Indiegogo. She is on GoFundMe, G-O-F-U-N-D-me. GoFundMe is another fundraising site. She is going to be, as soon as the doctor gives her the okay, she will be going to Mozambique, Africa on a mission trip. This is a dream of a lifetime. When she was about 5 years old, her mom says, she tells this story, that Jen told her mother she was going to Africa as a missionary.
Wow.
5 years old. And she has never dropped that dream. She's a phenomenal musician and a wonderful Christian woman. And we want to just spread the word. I'm not going to tell you, you know, that you have to donate money of zillions of dollars unless you're Bill Gates. And Bill Gates, if you're out there, sure. But she needs a plane fare. When you're a missionary, your expenses are not necessarily paid for you.
That's true.
She's got to get to Mozambique, Africa, and back. We want her back. We don't want her swimming across the Atlantic.
No.
There'd be some sharks out there.
Might be.
So if you can, donate, GoFundMe, and her name is Jen, J-E-N, Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S. Just run a search and you'll find her little story and a picture of her. Yes. I feel good about that, don't you?
I feel really good along with you.
I'm hoping. So we have a lot of fun on and off the air. And off the air, we do a lot of stuff on GarageBand. Ellen and I both sing, and we just have a blast. But sometimes we get a little serious, too.
Yes.
I mean, life is serious. So we decided, as part of our spreading our wings thing, is that we are in the process of updating the website for the Journey 8.
Yes.
Thanks to the friends at outreachwebs.com. And we have a blog in the process, right?
Yes.
You're the blogger. Tell me what it says.
It's wix.com/thejourney. I got Journey 8 in my brain, so I'm having trouble.
Oh.
Let's do that again. It's wix.com/make a joyful noise.
That's right.
That's what we want to do. We want to make a joyful noise.
And what do you do with that blog?
We take prayer requests. We take questions. We try and give sophisticated biblical answers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We got to be serious?
Most of the time.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to be serious. Never know who's serious with their questions.
All right.
Okay. So we take questions. We take suggestions. We take suggestions for music. We take for topics, which you may, want to hear us talk about.
I know what you want to hear.
We want to know what they want to hear.
We want to communicate, man.
Yes. Yes. And that's what we do. And once again, it's wix.com/thejourney. Make a joyful noise. You and this Journey 8 has really got me going here. It's wix.com. Make a joyful noise.
Make a joyful noise. We want to hear you. So is it live? Is it up and going now?
Not yet. It will be ready by the next show.
All right. So start thinking about what you want to say, how you want to say it. Remember, this is a Christian show. Be gentle with us. And be ready to punch those keys on your keypad by next week.
That's right.
Okay.
By the next show.
Okay, we got a Facebook page now, too.
Yes, we do.
Whoa.
Hey, we're getting social media.
We're getting social media.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/thejourney8.
The Journey 8.
Got that one right. Yeah.
And you're in charge of that too. See how that goes. You too can start your own show, get a sidekick, and not do anything at all.
Okay. I'm going to just sit over here and take more notes.
All right. So Facebook is up and going, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the Facebook is up and going. I'm hoping if the creek don't rise, I will have that web page, even if it's not complete and there's some sections under construction, at least the main part of the web page will be up and running by next show.
That is correct.
And our next show is when?
May 25th.
Memorial Day.
Yes, we will be here because the word must be spread.
And so May 25th is a good friend of mine's birthday, Jan Arnold. And if you're out there listening, happy birthday almost, Jan.
Yeah, happy birthday almost. Whatever she says, I agree.
So, okay, so here we are. We're sliding into the big times, face forward, and mud and dirt flying, right?
That's right.
All right. So we thought when we were discussing tonight's show that we would kind of leave the door open. Number one, what's the phone number people can call to talk to us?
If you would like to talk to us, the number is 888-627-6008.
And you can call that on a smart or dumb phone?
Yes, either one.
Okay. That's a smart or a dumb phone number.
Uh-huh.
Toll free. Doesn't cost you a penny. Give us a call. If you've got a question or if you'd like to say something constructive, we would love to talk to you. It's supposed to be a talk show. And although it's fun for Ellen and I to talk, we talk all the time. She's one of my best friends. We'd like to talk to you, too.
Yeah, really,
I want to know there's somebody out there listening. Surely there's one person listening. Yeah, so there. It's a talk show, right?
Yeah,
we did say
show.
It was a talk show.
It's you
talk
and
show.
I.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. I do have a message in the second half, as I mentioned. It's one that God decided to give me at about 4 o'clock in the morning the other
day.
Ring, ring. And we'll get to that. I think we're going to take a break. And can we listen to our buddies Will of Titus?
Stop inspiring me, the road that you took for the Lord is helping to start a fire in me, a passion to walk in His way. Can't you see? I'll be out thinking of the words you prayed, how beautiful it is the way you praise God, the way that you praise God. Don't ever stop inspiring me, the heart that you have for the poor is helping to start a fire in me, to give more than ever before. Can't you see? I'll be there thinking of the time you gave, only to help us all from surely starving. I'll be there thinking of the way you saved me from starving. Stop inspiring me, the will that you have to stay pure is helping to start a fire in me, to see hearts like never before. Can't you see? I'll be out thinking of the times you stayed so high above a sea of sinfulness. I'll be out thinking of the times you walked, never once falling. I remember the first day I heard you say how you're here just to serve the will of the Lord, and those words were ever so clear. Don't ever stop inspiring me, the work over here's never done. You're helping to burn this fire in me, a passion to live for the one. Can't you see? I'll be there thinking as the days go by, how can I send a message true and strong? I'll be there praying as the years go by to give inspiration. I
like that. That's a great song, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we're, I think we're okay, are we?
We should be.
I'm thinking we're okay. Unless somebody tells me we're not. Okay, so here's the deal. And that was Will of Titus, the group that I'm so in love with right at the moment. And I gotta tell you, talented, I'm waiting for the next album. Yes, so don't ever stop inspiring me. I think that sounds like a sermon.
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm gonna take a note on that.
Okay.
So, Ellen, ask the first question of our audience, because I know there's somebody out there just dying to answer it.
Yes, our first question of the evening is why you unaffiliated yourself, because some of us have unaffiliated yourself with your church or your denomination. We are just want to hear what you have to say, if this applies to you. We're not going to Bible beat you. We're not going to browbeat you. We're just going to listen, because we want to know if there is someone out there that maybe has done this or thinking about doing it, and they just want to put their thoughts out there. So
the context of the question is that if you've left your church or your denomination, and this is kind of a survey that I've been working on. I'm not the big guys. I'm not Pew Research, but I want to know, as a minister, what's happening? Why are people leaving church? You know, why are people unaffiliating themselves? I'm kind of floundering, shall we say, because I want to know what's going on. What are we doing wrong that you feel you have to leave? You know, and where do you go when you leave? So the number is
888-627-6008.
Call us. I want to know. And if you are shy about being on the air, which a lot of people are, then send us a note on the email. You can email me at revjudy@thejourney8.com or
prayerwarrior@thejourney8.com.
Either one of us.
Either one. Salt and pepper.
Salt at thejourney8.com.
Yes.
A new mailbox. So we want to, we're serious, even though we joke a lot. I'm serious because this is something that is really, really a big issue here in America. A lot of, especially the younger, I'm going to say 25-35 age group, are just leaving church. And I, you know, that obviously disturbs me as a minister. But more so, I want to know how you feel. You know, the fact that you left church is not the biggie. I mean, it is. That's not what I want to talk to you about. So give us a call, 888-627-6008. And in the meantime, you're going to tell me, Miss Ellen, something you have not told me yet. Look on your notes.
I love it. I am a prayer warrior.
Yes.
Is that what you want me to talk about?
That's where I was going.
We're here at the Journey 8. We believe in prayer. We believe that prayer changes things, and all things are possible through prayer. So here we're asking that you would send us your prayer requests if you feel comfortable. They will be prayed over each week and beyond. We will respect your privacy in doing so. If you request that it stay anonymous, we will keep it that way. Just the prayer request will be shared with myself, Reverend Judy, and two other prayer warriors. We will not mention names, but we will constantly be praying for you and your requests. Because my slogan is, anytime, any day, I love to pray.
Mm-hmm. And she does. What if somebody is sitting in an emergency room and they are really distraught over a friend or family member that's being cared for. We're not on the radio, so they can't talk to us. How can they reach one of us?
We have a prayer line. The number to that prayer line is 336-327-2714. It is active 24 hours a day. We will respond. Reverend Judy will have the line sometimes, and I will have it. But we both will be monitoring this line, and we both will be available to pray for you. And we're also available just to listen. But it is a prayer line, and once again, that number is 336-327-2714.
Yeah. See, the whole concept of the Journey 8, when I started it a while back, was that we would be different in some way than the big guys, you know, because we're just little fish in the sea, but we're sincere. And even if we only help one person, then one person more that yes. isn't floundering.
Yes.
So, you know, that's our focus. And if y'all are shy and you don't want to call and talk to us, that's cool. But the number is 888-627-6008. As long as we're online, there's somebody to take that phone call. So we're going to move in a little bit because we're about halfway through the show. We have a unique way of receiving messages. Both Ellen and I have kind of a line to God that's crooked, to say the least. Needless to say, it's not when you're in the ministry, things aren't as they are shown on the movies or on TV. Trust me, God has a tendency to give you messages in all different kinds of ways. Sometimes it's strangers walking up to you and just saying off the wall things that all of a sudden you realize that's that's a message. Mm. So the other night. Of course, because it never happens in the 9 to 5 hours of the day. The other night, God decided to bring me a message. And, you know, it's just an odd thing, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. So I want people to understand that I am not against atheists. I'm not against Jewish. I was born Jewish and converted to Christianity. So obviously, I'm not against the Jewish people. I love Buddhists and so on and so forth. So sometimes when a message comes out, it may or may not offend, but it's meant for somebody. It may only be meant for one person. I don't know. So we're going to give this a try. This is my first sermon message. We don't call them sermons because that makes me nervous, right?
Oh, yes,
yes,
very.
It does. My message for the new season. Here we go. Right?
Yes.
Right. Why is it that I can't get my clock to match God's? Every time the God phone rings, it's 3 or 4 in the morning, and I'm wondering if this is just a test on his part, or that through the vast time and space, his presence, the message finally reaches my ears, and I hear it, and unfortunately, it's at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So this lesson, of course, was one that arrived the other day at 4 a.m., and like always, by the time I woke up and made my way to my studio, whole outline was in my head, and boy, that's so overwhelming sometimes. I just can't tell you how it feels to sit down at a keyboard and just lightning strikes, and you have it all typed out, and it's on paper before you even realize it. So here we go. from the other side. I am blessed to have such a wonderful mix of close friends and family, all with a diverse belief structure from non-believing atheists to devout Christian and Jew. And there's probably a Buddhist in there somewhere. I draw courage and strength from all of them. Each one touches my life in their own special way. I am blessed, absolutely blessed. I recently had a very moving conversation with a couple in this circle of friends who have left the church, and it has, and they have made it known they don't believe in God anymore. As painful as that was for me to hear, and it was painful, I've come to appreciate that conversation for a chance to view life from the other side. Yeah, the other side, where there is an empty space next to the instructions to check this box if you believe in God. The other side, where they believe there is no hope for redemption, and grace is the name of their waitress at the local IHOP. The other side, filled with unanswered questions, hurt, and anger. I'll be the first one to say, I found some of their statements hard to take, and it was all I could do to not just pipe up and say, what the head fat is wrong with you? What happened? But when they left, I went to my studio and I prayed for them. Not that my prayers would perform any miracle or revelation in their lives, but that God would touch them ever so gently one day at a time, and the world and the beauty in it would speak to their hearts in their own language, not mine. I felt so many emotions during that conversation, from sadness that they really had nothing to look forward to after this life, all the way to joy that God has brought them to me. From the other side, there's no hope for a future beyond today, and they truly believe religion / God, because they put them together, is a bunch of hooey. Yes, I said hooey. Hooey's really a word, you know. And hooey is a much better word than what they used when they were talking to me. From the other side, religion is not only wrong, but it's evil and destructive, and the people's lives are torn and tattered in the name of a God that's corrupt and selfish. I agree, and I'm sure Ellen does too, that there are times when, in the name of God, people have caused injury, pain, suffering, war, dysfunction, and so on. And if my friends had it their way, all Christianity would be wiped off the face of the earth. I never knew that they felt this strongly about God. I knew that they had left the church and they were upset. Yet, through all this anger, frustration, they love each other. They love their children and me. A love that's quiet and beautiful, sincere and loyal. And I'm confused and maybe even curious as to how they pull these diametrically opposing thoughts together in one mindset. Hate, anger, frustration, love, kindness, security. They asked me during the conversation to prove that God exists. And if I could, they would come back home to church. I can't tell you how many times I've been challenged before, and I'm sure I'll be challenged again. And I've learned that I am not the visionary that the prophets of the Bible were. I can't see into eternity and pick a piece of scientific evidence of God's physical presence because there isn't any they would accept. There isn't any. I can make a reasonable argument for his existence, but I can't prove he exists. That's what faith is all about. The faith that seems to be lacking in their lives. I know my own life would be so different and empty if it weren't for my faith in God. I believe that a life here on this earth without a faith in the God of angel armies seems pointless and purposeless. I believe that having the strength from an inward faith, one that can't be shaken by any force on this earth, is the stuff God is really in the middle of. That's where you're going to find him. He uses our weaknesses and failings to shape his vision of us made when he first breathed us into life. So here's the question. What is the alchemy that changes faith into proof, or at least acceptable theory in their eyes, that maybe there is something that exists? How do I take the words of the Bible and make them alive and real in the hearts of two people who have been so hurt by those of us Christians that they have chosen the other side? They base all their current feelings on the events that shattered them and hurt caused by some Christians who with words and actions cut them in two as if they were unimportant and worthless. They have been deemed to be obstacles in the ever-forceful climb up the ladder by a leader in their former church, and they hold every person of faith responsible for this act of treason and misuse of power. And it hurts. How do you take a damaged piece of fine jewelry and repair it to its former glory? How do you get them to see in the mirror of life and know they are looking at a reflection of God, a child of the Most High, who is precious and loved? And the answer is simple. We don't. We don't make anything happen except love, peace, and setting an example that they can finally attach to again. A good example. A fair example, an example that overcomes the hurt and the pain. That's our job. We wait until they can understand that not all Christians are hypocrites with hidden agendas. And what about the proof they're asking for? Well, the best proof is no proof, I guess. Let's see. They say there's no God, and they attribute the world to the Big Bang Theory. But who created the Big Bang? And maybe we're some kind of ape that evolved into these complex and ingenious creatures that we are today. But who created the ape? Who left us the chemistry that turns juice into wine? Okay, here's another one. Where does the language of the whales come from? How were the boundaries of sea and land determined? And how did the earth learn to spin on its axis? Who took the darkness and spoke light and life into this planet? And when it was placed in the sky, how was it determined how far from the sun it had to be without being too far and freezing up or too close and burning to a crisp? Tell me, who created all those theories and calculations you call science? The same science you use to disprove a God who is patient and loving and, like a good parent, will wait for you to return home. It's not my job to prove anything to anyone. It's my job as a messenger to give the message and like a seed, let it fall in the soil that allows it to grow into a wonderful tree or even just a waving piece of wheat in the wind. It's my job as messenger to say what I believe is the truth, the way I know it. And if it is not the way you know it or you understand it, it's not for me to say whether you will be among the ones who will rise and go to heaven on the final day, or you will be one of the ones left behind. It's not for you to say, right?
Not for me.
All I know is that my faith, my church, my family are the core of my existence. And when I speak of God's words, my hope is that they fall on at least one heart and mind that can say, this makes sense to me. This feels good to me. This is something I can hang my hat on. If that happens, then everything else in life is unimportant. For I have given you a key to use to unlock the door of heaven, and your journey is to open that door and experience love. Amen.
Amen.
What do you think?
I think that's pretty straightforward and pretty awesome.
You know, I'm not, this is going to sound funny with all the years of college and stuff this old bird has. I am not one that considers myself a grand orator. I'm not Abraham Lincoln or some of the other famous speech people in the world. But, you know, it's funny when this God phone thing happens, and we'll have to do the Get Smart one.
Yeah.
I'll do Get Smart for you guys one of these days. But, you know, it's just an overwhelming needle kind of thing that happens. And I'm glad that I can be used that way. But the way I really want to be used is to touch you guys out there. All 12 of you. Okay, maybe there's 13. Let me count. Oh, I can't because I can't see you.
It's 13 this
there
year.
There is?
This year's 13.
Okay.
Last year was 12.
Last year was 12. That's right. We have a couple more minutes. So I'm going to save the second question for next week.
Okay.
That we have.
That works.
But I do want to say that what's the church that we're affiliated with?
Life's Journey,
United Church of Christ
in Burlington, North Carolina.
You know, my pastor's probably going to hogtie me one of these days and say, you really, you know, you should be serious and pious. No, he won't.
Yeah.
We have probably five different irons in the fire right now. And with youth ministry and everything else going in about eight different directions. And it's fun. I mean, I didn't think being retired was going to be fun. But I'm having the best time of my life. Christian education and stuff. I want you guys out there, all 13, right?
Yeah, 13.
13 of you, to find something to hang on to. And if that's us, the salt and pepper of
Christian
radio, then it is.
And we're here.
And we're here. And, you know, if you have something you want to talk about, or a Bible passage you don't understand, or, you know, prayer requests, you got the biggest prayer warrior in North Carolina sitting right here. And she'd be glad to walk you through whatever you're going through. We have one other song I do want to play from Will of Titus. And I picked this song for tonight because I'm working on a second lullaby album. And this song is a great song. I like it a lot. And it's kind of like a lullaby, sort of, kind of. And I'm going to ask the engineer if we can chew it up. And let's hear it. It's called Sleep Well.
Mm-hmm.
one little step that you take. And knowing he's always there for you, be sure to say it out with your thanks. Say, well, he's got a plan for you. Say, well, knowing it's just for you. And every time the day becomes night, you're in his light. So dream of his wonderful world with all the oceans and the parks where you play. Of the glorious morning sounds, the birds he sent to start up your day. Say, well, he's got a plan for you. Say, well, knowing it's just for you. Trust him and learn in his way. Just think of the sun he has given you, and everything to brighten your day.
Awesome song.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, it's very
nice. I liked it. The whole album is just so cool. And again, the album's called Awake My Soul. The group is Will of Titus. And, you know, find it. Find it on iTunes or wherever you're going to find it at. Go to their website. I think it's www.willoftitus.com.
Mm-hmm.
And get it. It's a great, calming, sort of chill out kind of. There's not one of the 10 songs that don't fit one of my days during the week. Crazy. If you got a crazy day where you're just going in every which direction, this is the album that you need to put on your CD player or whatever and chill out with it. It's great. So we're coming to the end of the program. One last thing I wanted to say is that I am grateful and blessed that such a good friend has chose to join with me and share this word. And although we goof around a little bit, we are serious about our ministries. We both have spent, between the two of us, about 60 years ministering. Mm-hmm. And, been through a lot. So you will hear her voice hopefully every week.
Yep.
Well, not every week because we're only on every other week. Yes. And we will see you on Memorial Day. We will be here broadcasting. And I hope to have a special guest for Memorial Day. And have a safe, if you're not here listening to me, have a safe Memorial Day and don't do anything stupid. Okay? Drink, stay home, don't drive, all those things that pastors would say. Right?
Really? I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. So with that, we're going to say good evening and peace and grace.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hasler.